Hello everybody, here's the finished product of what you'll be learning how to create using ActionScript 3 and Flash CS4, but keep in mind this will also work in CS3 and CS5 just the same. Let's press Control Enter to show you the finished file. And that keeps looping. And you'll see that it's a little mixture of code, a little mixture of manual animation that we create, but it could be 100% dynamic if you like, and I discussed that a little bit. Okay, I'm working in Flash CS4, but you could be in CS3 or CS5, it doesn't matter, as long as you're using ActionScript 3. Create new ActionScript 3 file. I'm going to change my stage to black, and really what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in a custom background, and you could do the same. You can bring it in from Fireworks, Photoshop, Illustrator, wherever you made it. Press Control C there in Fireworks, go into Flash, and on this first layer I'm just going to press Control V. Import as single flat and bitmap as movie clip, okay, that's what I want. And I'm going to make my stage match the size of this thing. So this thing's 681:299, 681:299. I have a frame rate of 30 frames per second. And that's just going to be my static background thing, and I can name that background. I'm going to give it another layer. In this layer I'm going to call radar background. And that's simply going to be an oval. So you can specify your color for your stroke and your fill before you even draw the oval out, or you can change it afterwards. So it's not too big a deal. So just draw in your oval. Alright, so see I have an oval here and it has a stroke of 2 pixels and the fill color is black, the stroke is a bright green. You can see mine is 280 by 280. So it's important to note that you can make the color for these things whatever you want. So I'm just going to highlight the fill there. I'm going to open the color palette for the fill and I'm going to change it to something that's like a dark green. And you can even make it darker if you want. Make it really dark green. There we go. And the stroke, I don't want that so bright. Maybe right there. That looks good. Now let's create another layer. And this one we're going to name Wedge. Wedge and Bar. So we'll have two things on that layer. So what you want to do is grab this whole object and make sure you double click it so you get the fill and the stroke selected. Press Control C, go on to the Wedge and Bar layer, and press Control Shift V. Now once you have that in place, just lock that. And actually you can make it to where you can't see it anymore. Then you want to take the radar background, make sure you highlight the whole thing, the stroke and the fill. Convert it to a symbol. I'm going to make it registration center. Press OK. We don't have to give that symbol an instance name because that's just the radar backgrounds for looks. But I convert it to a movie symbol so we can see the exact center there. Alright, so right above the radar background layer, I'm going to create one more layer. And I might not keep this layer. But for now, I just want to put a line on that layer right here. And as you draw your line down, you can hold Shift to make sure it draws it in perfectly straight. And this stroke can be really thin. So you can make that a very thin stroke. Now, to make sure you have that in the center, just select this radar background. And you'll be able to see if your line is dead center or not just by moving it. You can see I had mine dead center when I drew it. And that's dead center. So you take that line and you press Control C, Control Shift V, go up to Modify, Transform. Rotate 90 degrees, and there you'll have your perfect little, like, reticule X, or cross, set inside of your radar background. And those lines can just be for looks. Hey, let's just name this layer Lines. Now let's unlock, and make sure we can see the wedge and bar layer again. Now this one, you can give it a fill of pink if you want, hot pink. Remove the stroke altogether. So you just have a pink fill, or whatever color you want to make that. So what you can do now is grab a rectangle. Not a rectangle primitive, just a regular rectangle, and draw it out. So I'm going to change the color of that rectangle to some different color. I'm going to highlight that, Control C, Control Shift V. I'm going to move it. So I move my copy, and before I let it go, I'm going to press Control C, Control V again to make a third. Okay, so you see what I did? I just put three rectangles together to make one solid shape. I'm going to highlight this one. I'm going to take the alpha down way down on it, maybe like 28, something like that, so I can see those crosshair lines behind it, because I'm going to cut out a wedge. So now I'm going to take this shape and move it into place to where it fits perfectly with this point matching this point here. And you try and do it the best you can. I'll even zoom in on mine to about 400 to make sure I match up those two points. So now you can see mine is still selected because you can see all the little dots on my shape still. But now if I click over here and I deselect it, once I select it again and press Control X to remove it, it also removed and punched out that circle, leaving me just a wedge right here. That's what I wanted. I can put that back up to 100% alpha. Okay, now we take this thing, go into the color for it, change it to a gradient fill. And once you have a gradient fill, you open your color palette to manipulate both edges of that gradient. So let's make this edge that's white a bright green. This edge that's black, let's make that a very dark green to kind of try and match our radar background's color. And take the alpha all the way down on that side. Now we're going to transform the gradient. So you go up here to the Transform tool, make sure you have the gradient transform selected. Now we can turn this wheel here. And what we want to do, since our little bar is going to be revolving, rotating clockwise, we want to make sure the gradient is really the other way around, to where the bright part of it is on this bottom edge here. And then it kind of fades off at an angle. So I'm going to twist my gradient around. So now I have it twisted around, and I'm going to move the gradient now by holding this center dot. You want to wind up with something that kind of looks like that, where your gradient would come at an angle and be most bright at the top or along this line. All right, so now that wedge you have there, you can right-click it now, convert it to a symbol. It's going to be a movie clip, and this is very important that you make the registration bottom left. Okay. So you see the point, the registration point is now this corner right here. And this is very important when we go to revolving it, rotating it through code. So now let's go ahead and add some code to get this thing animated. If we go and put in a new layer, call it AS3, hit F9. You can also lock that layer so you don't accidentally put any objects on it. You just want code on that layer. And here we're going to have an enter frame event, which, if you guys have seen any of my other tutorials, you know that this enter frame event is used for animating things, or looping really. It lets you perform processes many times very quickly. So now let's give this an instance name, this movie clip. Let's call it faded wedge. And right here in the enter frame event, you type in faded wedge dot rotation plus equals, I don't know, maybe something like 4, whatever speed you want it to go. The higher this number, the faster it'll go. The lower, the slower it'll go. So let's see what that does by pressing Control Enter. So now you see you have your faded wedge that goes around and around. I'm still going to add one more thing to that because it doesn't look very authentic. I want a line, like a bar, a nice solid green bar to be at the front of that wedge. So on the wedge and bar layer, I'm simply going to draw out another rectangle primitive. I'm going to make sure that's just a solid green, whatever color I want to make it, maybe not so bright. I'm just going to give it a height of 2. Just change that to a 2. I'm going to drag it into place. Here, let's zoom in on that so you can see it real good. So you see mine is set up to meet right in the middle. And it looks like we're right in the center of that line. Let's get right on the front of that wedge, right there. And you can see my width is a little too long, so let's move it in. Actually, I'm going to make the height just 1. Move it down into place. Right there, right in the center. So I'm going to try and make it meet the center point right here as much as I can. I'm going to right click it, convert to symbol. Make sure the registration on that is center left. Okay, I'm going to give that an instance name of radar line. So now in the code, I can go in and just add another line here. Make sure I put radar line here. And it'll go the same speed and the same rotation. So you see there? So now you have a nice line that can pick up on blips or enemies. It may even make a beep. I might even show you how, when an enemy is seen in the radar, It'll flash green when this revolving line hits it, and it'll also make a blip sound. Some kind of beep will add. So I'm going to add one more thing to the wedge and bar layer. Just grab a little oval primitive. Now I'm going to right click it, convert it to a symbol, movie clip. It doesn't matter the registration on this because I'm just going to put it right on top here. And you can see I just applied it right on top there. If I zoom into about 400, you'll see it real good. See it right there? Okay, so that's what I have right now. Looks like that center dot needs to move over one. Maybe right there. There we go. Okay, I just added some text, static text, to my radar background layer. I'm going to lock all my layers. That way I don't accidentally put something there that I don't want to put on them. Now we're going to add the enemy, which are little blips that are going to show up, little animated blips that will show up on the radar screen. So we'll make it to where when the sensor bar goes over them, they'll make a little sound, a little bleep sound or whatever, blip sound. And we'll try and make it to where they kind of light up. They really glow, and then the glow dies down. So we're going to make a custom animation to do that. So before we create that layer and everything, let's just go to File, Import. You go to the sound that you want, Import to Library, whatever sound that you want to bring in. And now inside of my library, I have this sound called Metallic 5, and that's the sound I'm going to use. So whenever a blip is picked up on my radar screen, that's the sound that will alert. Now, before I go to making the custom animation that is going to be our little enemy blips, I have to mention to some people, because a lot of you guys are advanced ActionScript users and you know about something called hit test object. So you can use some hit test object evaluations if you would like to just put another layer here and put some blip movie clips in a dynamic sense, moving around on the radar screen, and use hit test object to see if the sensor bar comes in contact with any of those little blip movie clips that you have. But to make it look the best, I think, and the easiest way to go about it, to where I don't have to spend 2 hours explaining a whole bunch of code, is doing a manual animation. And I think you'll like the results. But there is a way you can do this all dynamically by using movie clips that would be your little enemy, and using hit test object between the movie clip and the sensor bar that's revolving round and around. And I already tried it. Hit test object works. When that sensor bar is going around and around, you can put code to evaluate with hit test object to see if sensor bar comes in contact with enemy or blip. But we're not going to go that route. In this tutorial, we're going to make a custom animation that's a movie clip. It'll look smooth and it'll correspond to the revolving this radar sensor bar. So right above the lines layer, let's add a new layer and let's rename that blip movie clip, or you can name it enemy movie clip. And this is where we'll have a little movie clip with our little animated blips. We'll have to time them out just right to where they correspond to the revolutions that we create. And you got to be careful that if you change your speed to change your custom animation, because we have this running through code, so you can change the speed of that little bar, the little sensor bar that's revolving round and around, and the wedge. So if you change that, you're going to want to change your custom animation's speed as well for when blips are firing off. So let's just grab a oval primitive and draw it right here to create the first blip, and then we'll right click it and convert it to a movie clip symbol. Okay, so there you can see I have a green circle. I'm going to resize that to be very small, maybe 3 by 3. 3 pixels by 3 pixels. I'm going to convert to symbol. And this registration could be top left, really it could be whatever you want. Okay. Now all the work for animating this little enemy guy is going to be done inside of him. Now that he's a movie clip, you can double click it. Go inside. Actually, before we double click and go inside, let's go back into the main scene. Let's put it at the position we would want it to be entering the radar screen. So right about there, maybe. Or right at the very edge. That's where we'll first pick it up and sense it. So now let's double-click inside of it. Now what we're going to do is animate this little guy. Remember, now he's just a shape. So let's right-click it again and convert to symbol. Make sure he's a movie clip. That way, because moving a movie clip around and adjusting properties, giving it glow effect is a whole lot easier animating those kind of things on a movie clip symbol. That's why we just made it a movie clip. So when the application starts up, this little sensor bar and that wedge is going to go around and around. And very quickly, the first time around, we're going to need to pick up this bleep. So the first thing that's going to happen is, let's see, maybe around frame 20, we'll make that thing snap into view, and we'll see if that's the right frame. So on frame 1, you can make the alpha for that 0. That way nobody can see nothing. So if you zoom in, you'll see you cannot even see it until you get to frame 20. Then it appears. We're going to see how that works out. Let's try it. Okay, frame 20 was way too early. So let's go extend this out. You can just highlight that and drag that. So now I'm at frame 120 where it appears. Let me try that. Goes around. Took a little too long that time. Frame 60. Check it out. Press Control Enter. See, right when the bar goes right about there, it showed up. Now, right there where it shows up, we want to have that sound ping off. So let's go up, give it a new layer. Right there in frame 60, press F6, create a keyframe, and there you're going to add that sound right here. Now you press Control Enter. So it gives you a little bzzz. But we really want this thing to glow when that happens. Right when the bar goes over, we want it to really light up and glow and then kind of fade out. So we can create the fade out effect by going to about frame, I don't know, maybe 65. And then hit F6 on that keyframe. Hit F6 to create a keyframe there. Then maybe, I don't know, frame 75. You put a keyframe there as well. Go in between them, create classic tween. And then you take this thing from full alpha all the way down to alpha 0 right here. Alpha 0. And then you can move your mouse through there and you'll see how it'll fade out real quick. That might be too quick for you. So you can just grab that, hold of that keyframe and move it around wherever you need it. So let's see what happens now. Control Enter. And then it fades out. If you want to put a bright glow on it, actually these two keyframes can be one and the same. So I'm just going to remove this one. I'm going to clear keyframe. I'm just going to move this one back by grabbing it and dragging. And then right here on this frame, I'm going to highlight this item and I'm going to put a glow on it, a glow effect. Glow, really bright green. Make this medium. Strength, really, really bright. So you see how it'll start really bright and dim out now. So now press Control Enter and you'll see a little more realistic radar ping going off. All we have to do is time it. So the next time around, he's a little bit closer and then it pings off again using this movie clip's timeline. Just like we did for the first ping, enemy ping thing. So I'll just keep using this layer for the little dot, and then use this layer for the sound when it needs to fire off. So I'm going to gauge the next time where I need to put these frames. So actually, I can highlight all of these frames. Once you have them all highlighted, you can right-click them and copy them. Copy those frames. That way you can do the same thing, but just in another location. Let's bring this back down to maybe about 200%. Get that into view real nice. Next time I want it to ping off, I want my object to be maybe right about here. So that's what I'll do. Let's go out to maybe, what, the first one took 60 frames, probably 130. I'm going to highlight all these frames. And then I'm going to right-click, paste frames. So you see what it did? It put that same animation there of my little dot. Now all I have to do is move my dot. Or you can just create a whole new animation the way we did the first time. So right here where it starts, I'm going to move its starting position and its ending position. So you just highlight the starting position, grab the object, and move the X and the Y. Put it right about there. That looks good. Or maybe we'll make it have an arcing movement. Something like that. And right here again, we put F6 and add our sound. Over here, you can just press F5. Right here, you add the sound on this keyframe that we just created. Add that sound once again. We might have to move these frames around if it's not timed right. Let's check it out, see if we timed it correctly. And the ending position, I still have to move that one. That's why it animated to the side. So where's this one? This one is 33 and 8. The ending position is still at 0. So let's make that 33 and 8. Make this 33. Make this 8. And we definitely know by checking it out that it went off too early. So we have to move these frames a little bit. So all we got to do is drag and highlight them. Once you have them all highlighted like that, just move them. Grab them and move them. There, so now mine is starting on 160 for the second blip, and let's see if that's closer. Oh, it's very close. I'll move it back just a little bit. All right, let's try that. Much better. So now you can see it's moved. So you guys get the idea. Now you can just keep going with that animation and make sure everything is timed out just right. If you need to extend any frames here, you can just press F5. Like if you wanted to go to 220 just to time things correctly, you can press F5 on those frames. Do whatever you need to do. You can continue moving your dot around. Make 10 little blips if you want. And also keep in mind, like we mentioned before, that if you're a super dorky dynamic guy and you wanted all of this to be rendered dynamically, have dynamic movement, and pick up the enemies using the blips, you're going to have to use something like hit test object or other more advanced code to sense when that sensor bar that's moving around and around hits an enemy. Otherwise, you could do it just the way I did it manually right there. So that's what you wind up with. And just finish off. Finish off your animation. But any sounds you want, design it to look any way you want. So I'm going to finish mine off and put maybe a few more blips in there until the enemy reaches the center coordinate. Alright guys, have fun. See you next time.